You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. And now, live from Dallas, where there's one star on their football helmet because that's their average rating on going to the Super Bowl. Here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
You weren't even going to give me a rim shot for writing that one, were you? Okay.
No. I'm sorry. No.
Producer Parker Olson welcomes us in to get going. Good morning, Wisconsin. It's 6:06. Hopefully another beautiful morning up north. And from wherever you're spending your mornings listening across the Civic Media Radio Network or listening or watching us on all the different platforms that are out there, we appreciate starting your day right here. I got a question for you. Have you lost hope already? Or was yesterday just a blip? Apparently you can't sweep the Cubs after all. We keep forgetting they actually did have a pretty decent season. And we have had our moments. And Quinn Priester had his moment yesterday.
Yeah.
That one was rough.
Yeah, I feel for that kid. That was bad.
I do too. We had such a streak of games where the team did well when he was pitching, but his last two starts, not so much. And I don't know the degree to which people, you know, miss Bob Uecker with the Brewers in the postseason, but I felt there was a little bit of Uecker yesterday out there with Priester having a really tough time hitting the strike zone. I could hear Uecker going, ball four, ball eight, ball 12.
Yeah.
And then giving up a couple of home runs, and he was done after two-thirds of an inning. It was not a lot of pitches either. It was, no. What was it? 39 pitches.
I mean, for an inning, pitches, that's a lot of pitches.
And that's in the top of the first inning, and it just was not working out. And so that made the difference as the Brewers fell to the Cubs 4-3. Now look, the Brewers, they still lead the best of five series, 2-1. And so despite missing out on the sweep, they could still take the series tonight at Wrigley Field. And once again, being down here in Dallas, you can't find that stuff. There's all kinds of other things that people would rather watch on their TVs while I was out and about. But I was able to listen to the local radio broadcast through my phone. And then I didn't. I was just like, okay,
bad,
well, yeah, we're just going to set this aside and do stuff with the family here. Figuring that, you know, again, we'd have tonight, and hopefully I'll actually be home tonight by the time that the game starts, because it's a late game. Tony already had our first comment on YouTube. Cubs suck. It's tough losing to them. Yes. And Roger gets on Facebook to say that rating for the Dallas Cowboys, that's one star too high. Yes, it is. But you got to poke a little fun with them while you can down here in what is still hot Dallas. And I'm telling you, do you remember just a couple of weeks ago how much I was whining that we were
getting, it was starting to cool off,
the chilly weather? And yeah. I'm like, hey, summer needs to last a little longer. And,
yeah, well, I could use some really good 80 degrees stuff.
Yeah, well, it turns out I was just a little premature is all, because I have artificially extended my summer and I am ready to be done with it. So
what's the temperature looking like down there?
It's going to be 90 plus again down here. And of course, it's just the way the sun hits everything. It just feels a lot hotter, but it's a dry heat, right? So you only feel like you're in an oven.
And yeah. I was going to say, it sometimes only feels like you're on
a
fire.
Convection oven when the wind blows just right. But anyway, it's been a nice visit. It will get back, and the Brewers will get back too. Roger notes here in the comment section, the crew started to chip their way back. They had their chances, and it's true. They're, you know, if Jake Bowers, you know, can connect on his last at bat, if Caleb Durbin, you know, actually makes a slide into home, maybe he beats a tag. Yeah. So, you know, it was not all on Quinn Priester. It's just, you know, that was the scene setter, shall we say.
It was. I went into that game. I don't know if many Brewer fans will admit this, But I went into that game expecting us to lose because, frankly, sweeping the Cubs is just too good to be true.
Yeah. I again was not, you know, at all assuming that there was going to be anything like that. You know, these things happen, and you just go for it again tonight. Remember the first couple of games, how Sherry had said
they always come from behind.
Yeah. They always come from behind, and so you know when. When we scored in the top of the first, Sherry's like, "Oh no, we can't do that." And then, sure enough, in the bottom of the first is when Quinn Priester, you know, gave up all that he gave up, and Sherry was like, "See," so apparently, my wife is much more of a sports predictor than any of the rest of us.
Wow. So she should get into betting.
No, that's not going to happen. Tony tells us that it's 34 in Ashland right now. Roger says it's 36 in Stevens Point. Tony said he had the fireplace going yesterday and loved it, and that is awesome. And in fact, in a little bit, in about 10 minutes or so, we're going to tell you about some of the places you could go to see some fall colors and do some fun things around Wisconsin. Sherita Booker is off this week, but we'll go through the list of things that she would normally be talking about otherwise in terms of places that you could go and things that you could do. I'm looking forward to getting back to seeing if the leaves have already fallen there. How much am I going to be raking versus, you know, at some point you get the lawn tractor out and you go, yeah, we're just going to crunch all these up, you know. And then the lawn looks like you're using Kellogg's cornflakes as a fertilizer. But
what could go wrong with that?
It beats raking. I would much rather mow it and blow it than have to rake all that stuff up.
Raking and shoveling are probably the top two terrible yard work things.
Yes. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. So if I can avoid that, I'm happy. I'm always happiest when and every house is different depending on how things. What's that?
When you don't have to do hard labor.
Well, yeah, there's always that. But when Mother Nature helps out. And again, depending on how everybody's house is laid out. In our case, if we get a south wind at just the right time of year that just blows all the leaves onto the bank, you know, or a west wind will put them all in the tree line over there, and that'll be fun. But then you get other days, it's just like you cannot catch a break from the wind, and it just piles things up in a way where you got to go get it. But that's, you know, that's home ownership. Comes with the territory.
There you go.
In some of the other baseball series, the Yankees lose. They're the first team eliminated in the American League Division Series, with Toronto winning last night 5-2. The Detroit Tigers forced a deciding fifth game after beating Seattle 9-3. So Detroit and the Mariners will face off in Seattle Friday night to see who will take on Toronto. In the other National League series, the Phillies, like the Cubs, avoided being eliminated yesterday, beating the Dodgers 8-2. And so tonight, the Dodgers will have the early game, 5 o'clock Central Time, against Philadelphia. And then the Brewers will have the late game, 8 o'clock tonight against the Cubs. Parker's not happy about this.
It's just so stupid. Why is the West Coast team the early game?
Why are they getting a day game? Yeah, I know. All season long, we can't catch those games because they start at 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And now in the postseason, they decide to have a day game. And so now we have to start at 8 o'clock at night. I know.
I wonder who I should be blaming for that, the league or TV, the networks?
Just TV. I assume the networks. Yeah. It's all about the money. But it does mean that you can catch the game here on some of the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network, with the pregame starting at 7:30 tonight on stations in Richland Center, Oshkosh, Racine, Kenosha, Park Falls, and in Hayward. So, again, some baseball action. Just getting the weekend going, because we got the baseball tonight. We've got high school football on several Civic Media stations coming up, of course, on Friday night. Then on Saturday, you've got the Badgers against the Iowa Hawkeyes. Coverage begins, the pregame begins at 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon on some stations across the Civic Media Network. If, heaven forbid, the Cubs win tonight, then the deciding fifth game of the National League Division Series would be back at American Family Field Saturday night, I want to say. So, again, we'll have details tomorrow. But hopefully what we're telling you tomorrow is that the Brewers win tonight. and that'll make a Saturday game unnecessary. And then we get to Sunday, and that, of course, has the Packers back in action after the bye week. They will be taking on the Cincinnati Bengals. Coverage will begin at 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon for a 3:25 kickoff for the Packers getting set to face quarterback Joe Flacco.
Again.
And no, that's not a mistake. You're not listening to a rerun from a month ago. We're not playing Cleveland again. If you missed it, there was a rare trade inside a division where Cleveland made a trade with Cincinnati and sent Joe Flacco to the Cincinnati Bengals because they've got a couple of banged up quarterbacks. And they confirmed that Joe Flacco will start against Green Bay on Sunday afternoon. And recall that the Browns beat the Packers, and the Packers since then have only played Dallas to a tie and then had a bye week. So they're actually seeing Joe Flacco for the second time in three games, but with a different team, something you almost never, ever see in the National Football League.
And still in the state of Ohio.
And still in the state of Ohio, too.
Exactly. He's getting passed around the AFC North like crazy. It's really weird.
I know. So we'll see him at Lambeau Field coming up on Sunday. Again, pregame will begin at 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Tony asks, is he bringing Myles Garrett, too? No, then he's not worried. So there you go.
Fair.
Got that figured out. Let's see. So we've got all of your, we got your sports all up to date, right? Did I hit all the high notes? I believe. Yes, I did.
Yeah,
okay. Tomorrow is Friday. We'll hopefully be back at the Lake Wissota studio at that point, and we'll talk to Dr. Kristen Lyerly. Mike Clemens will tell us more about, you know, the Packer game and also, you know, whatever happens with the Brewers tonight. We'll have our regular week in review panel, and I'm quite confident I will have airline stories as well.
Oh, God.
To fly, yes. Later today. And I've now learned that getting to the Dallas airport is just an experience in and of itself. Oh, and did I mention there's construction there too? No, I didn't mention it. But I didn't really have to. If I mention a big, you know, metropolitan airport and I say construction, you're going to say, well, of course there is.
You
know,
yeah.
It's like painting the Golden Gate Bridge. You know, you finish all the construction in all the things, and then you start all over again. Which I also noticed at Twin Cities Airport flying out of there. I mean, that gold concourse, the G concourse, doesn't feel like it was, you know, remodeled that terribly long ago. It's all torn up again for another remodeling job.
Well, you know, nothing is ever permanent. But
especially at airports, I'm like, who's gets the cushy gig of deciding, yes, we're about to spend a lot more money to tear this stuff out that we recently put in. And every one of them is getting more and more mall-like, you know? I mean,
yeah,
you kind of forget you're about, and I think it's to make you forget that you're about to be put on the cattle car there. You know,
yeah.
with the little teeny tiny seats and the bumpy ride, and if you're lucky, a tiny bag of pretzels. You know, so prior to that, if they put all these shops in here and all this ambiance, you know, and all this food and drink, you'll forget what awaits you, at least temporarily.
Yeah. You know, I don't travel a ton. I had flown, I think, well, technically twice in my life, one way there, one way back. I could go without the experience of flying and those people.
Yeah. I mean, I have traveled, you know, in some ways that were very nice, luxurious, but those are rare special occasions.
Yeah.
And again, much like the airports themselves, just seek to remind you that, hey, unless you're paying four digits for your ticket, you're going to be back there in the cattle car. Anyway, more ahead here on this Thursday morning. It's October 9th, live from Dallas. I'm Pat Kreitlow, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, Sherita Booker is off, but still plenty of weekend events to tell you about, including the celebration of a Wisconsin governor from the late 1800s in Fort Atkinson this weekend, a former governor remembered as one of the pioneers of dairy farming in Wisconsin. Got that coming up in just a sec, but I haven't even gotten around to telling you what's on the program today, and that includes Congressman Mark Pocan, who will be joining us at 7:35 this morning. Naturally, we'll talk about the government shutdown. We'll also talk about how the congressman is fresh off a new round of town halls. You know, those town halls that allow members of the public to sound off about their distraction or their dissatisfaction over Republicans shutting down the federal government instead of passing a new federal budget. What's notable is that the town halls that Mark Pocan has been doing this week weren't held in his congressional district, the 2nd District. Instead, he was touring the 3rd Congressional District, since Congressman Derek Van Orden can't be bothered to take questions from the general public. So we've got Mark Pocan coming up at 7:35. And then at 8:35, we'll be talking to Joe Zepecki. In part, we'll talk about some new talks at the state capitol and how they're being framed as an effort by both Republicans and Democrats to bridge a long disagreement over who should pay for sites contaminated by those PFAS industrial chemicals. The thing is, there's not really much of a disagreement to bridge. The divide is over whether to protect industrial polluters or not. Republicans say that state laws should exempt people like farmers who spread industrial sludge that was later found to have harmful PFAS. And Democrats agree. You can have exemptions for people like farmers. You just can't word those exemptions in such a broad way that they also lump in the industries that created the chemicals in the first place. So we'll talk to Joe about that and other topics like the 2026 race for governor, which no longer includes State Attorney General Josh Call, but might include former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. So we'll have that. We'll talk to Chad Holmes along the way, James Kelly from our Chippewa Falls newsroom. Todd Alba will tell us what's coming up on his program a little later this afternoon as well across the Civic Media Radio Network. So all that is on the way. But first, again, let's tell you some of the things that you could be hitting this weekend as you get to traveling around the state. And I just have to bring Parker into this because I need from him to know which one he would go to if he could. So here we go. We've got in Janesville, the Enchanted Forest and Hollywood Hayride. That's happening through Saturday.
Okay.
In Menominee Falls, there is the Old Falls Oktoberfest German Beer Garden at the Old Falls Village Park. In Two Rivers, there's the 41st Annual Apple Fest. That will be Saturday in Central Park. In Waupaca, they're having the 715 Harvest Fest on Saturday to benefit the Waupaca County Dive and Rescue Team. Saukville has Autumn Farm Days at Pioneer Village on Saturday. Neillsville has their Autumn Harvest Celebration on Saturday at Town Square. In Fond du Lac, they've got the Fondy Falltoberfest and the Wisconsin Great Pumpkin Way Off. That's Saturday at Lakeside Park. Let's see there. And then up in Cable, there's the Mount Telemark Enduro. So that's where you take your mountain bikes, your trail bikes.
Sure.
And they're basically starting at the top of Mount Telemark, and then you're speeding downhill down this mountain on these dirt paths on your bike, which, I mean, seems like a perfectly good way to take however many hundreds or thousands of dollars you've spent on your bike and, you know, yeah. crash it into a tree or just tear it all up on the trails. And
that seems like a good watch.
It seems like a very good watch. Although
not a good
I will.
Do.
I will admit that, again, if you could go back in time and maybe do some things a little bit differently, that's one of those activities I think I might have actually taken up.
Because
I never did take up, like, you know, mountain biking or motorbikes, yeah. you know, or anything like that. Kind of wish I had back in the day now. So yeah. That one actually looks fun. I mean, right up until the moment, like I said, that you hit the tree.
Yeah.
But if you can avoid that, it's all real good. There are all kinds of pumpkin fests and events at wineries and marathons. And you can see all this at travelwisconsin.com. Did any one of those stick out for you as where you would go if you
I kind of tuned out after the beer garden thing.
Oh, we got you there.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that got me pretty good. Yeah,
that's just fine. And then there's one more that I wanted to mention, and that is in Fort Atkinson. And this weekend, they mark Governor Hoard Day. Widely considered the father of the Wisconsin dairy industry, William Dempster Hoard played a prominent role in the development of the School of Agriculture at the University of Wisconsin, and he began the first national dairy magazine in the country, and people are still reading Hoard's Dairyman to this day. And I did not know until putting this segment together that the Hoard and Hoard's Dairyman was William Dempster Hoard, former governor of the state of Wisconsin. Hoard's advocacy of high standards for the dairy industry, his promotion of scientific dairying and farmer education were vital to the growth and development of dairying in Wisconsin. Using his weekly newspaper in Fort Atkinson, Hoard persuaded farmers who were losing money due to poor soil and crop yields to switch from crops to dairy. But then there was controversy. Hoard's time as governor was marked by controversy over the Bennett Law, which required public schools and all private schools to teach in English. And that angered a lot of the German immigrants who had a large parochial school system that was taught in German. So back then, governor's terms were 2 years long instead of 4 years long. And after 2 years, he lost his bid for re-election in 1891. He then became an ally of Robert La Follette Sr. and was involved in creating the progressive faction of the state Republican Party. So in Fort Atkinson this weekend, there will be an annual event to mark Governor Hoard's birthday, as well as mark his Civil War service. So there you go. You get a little bit of Wisconsin history in there, along with some ideas of things that you could be doing for this weekend. All right, we will be back in just a bit for today's history lesson. Stick around for that. It includes Beethoven hitting number one on the pop charts as a disco tune. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We should be celebrating John Lennon's 85th birthday today. The former Beatle, born this day in 1940, and of course lost way too soon, way back in 1980. Again, John Lennon's birthday today. On his 35th birthday, back in 1975, was born his brother Sean. Sean Lennon is 50 years old today, half brother to Julian Lennon. And on this day in 1965, so that would have been John Lennon's 25th birthday, the Beatles had a number one hit with Yesterday. So a lot of John Lennon connections to this October 9th, starting with his birth on this day in 1940. Also in today's history lesson, this is the anniversary of the birth of Charles Walgreen, an American pharmacist and businessman. I think we all know what business he started.
The Walgreen?
CVS is actually what he founded.
Oh.
No. It actually was Walgreen.
Oh, okay.
Again, he was born this day in 1873. Charles Walgreen passed away in 1939 after giving us a place where we could get our medications, get our photos developed, get all kinds of makeup and hair and personal products you didn't even know you needed. And of course, my favorite part of Walgreens now is the As Seen on TV shelf.
Oh boy.
You ever see that? All the things that you see on the infomercials, and they're right there. And I always stand there and I look at it and I go, maybe I really do need one of those little doohickeys.
Really? And I didn't think that'd be your thoughts.
I think about it and then I never do. I never
okay,
do grab,
grab
it. Yeah.
That's more like
day, on this day in 1936, Hoover Dam began to generate electricity and transmit it to Los Angeles. So you said you haven't done much traveling, so I'm going to assume Hoover Dam is not on that list of places you've been.
No, I have only been to D.C., basically.
Okay, so. Gotcha. We saw Hoover Dam in 2000. It was either 2000 or early 2001. So it was before the 9/11 attacks, because after that, they stopped giving the tours inside the dam.
Oh,
so I guess theoretically, I'm one of the last people, you know, to have actually gotten the tour inside of Hoover Dam, the hard hat tour.
Yeah,
huh. Still have the hard hat to prove it. And I mean, it is as mammoth and impressive as you would expect. It's one of those things you still look at, and you do that about, again, the Golden Gate Bridge or a tall building or whatever. But you look at the and go, how did somebody design that and build that and have it still, you know, doing what it's doing today so well?
It seems like one of those things that you just kind of can't wrap your head around pure scale of it. Yeah.
Yes. But here's the thing. Even though I can't wrap my head around it, I don't deny that it exists, which has always been my frustration with like anything else about science, where people go, oh, well, that's just your opinion that these vaccines work. No, it's actually people who are smarter than me who look into this stuff, you know. So just think of some of that stuff that you can't see, like Hoover Dam, that you can see. And trust the people that stayed in school a couple of weeks longer than you and me. That's all I'm asking. Another musical happy birthday today to Jackson Browne, who is 77 years old today. Jackson Browne, that's his real name. Well, his middle and last name. His birth name is Clyde.
Clyde?
Clyde Browne. Clyde Jackson Browne. And he decided that maybe going with Jackson Browne would be a better way to go.
That's so, not a bad decision.
Oh, no. For an alternate point of view, Tony puts on Facebook, do your own research, Pat. Hoover Dam is a lie.
God.
Anyway, it's all a hoax. Jackson Browne. Jackson Browne was born this day in 1948 in Heidelberg, Germany, where his American serviceman father was stationed at the time. And it reminds me to mention, I hadn't mentioned this yet this week, when I was flying out to Nashville last week before coming to Dallas, I finally downloaded on my phone and started watching the Billy Joel documentary.
Oh,
and it is every bit as good as advertised. I mean, I'm only maybe halfway through the first part. It's a two-part thing.
Sure.
And so I still got a ways to go, but Jackson Browne features prominently in there as one of the, you know, all those young songwriters, you know, back then that were a bit of a fraternity and talking about Billy Joel's early life. And I still can't believe it's taken me all these months to finally get around to watching it, but it's going to be a great show watching on the flight home later today too.
What's the I can't think of what it's called. There's a Beatles. It's not a documentary really. I think it's like they just had cameras running while they were writing songs. I can't think of which ones.
Yeah, yeah. The one that came out a year or so ago.
Probably, yeah.
Yes, yeah. And I have started watching that one and I haven't finished it. So it's on my very long to-do list of things I got to get around to watching.
Yeah.
If you ever hear of the day that I hasten my retirement, it's because I just, my list finally got to a point where I said, that's
running
it.
Out of time.
I got to just do that full time from this point on. Yeah.
There's not enough hours left in the day to watch all of these things.
Yes. A rockumentary, Tony asks on YouTube. No, I wouldn't call it a rockumentary.
Actually, I really like that.
I know.
I'm kind of on board for that one, Pat.
Okay, good deal. Let's see. On this day in 1961, Ray Charles had the number one song in the country.
Wait, you're telling me that Joe Biden didn't come up with Hit the Road, Jack?
No. let's see. John Entwistle, bass player for The Who, born this day in 1944, passed away in 2002. Actor Tony Shalhoub with his Madison roots. He is 72 years old today. The popular children's show Thomas the Tank Engine premiered in the UK on this day in 1984. Look, you get that smile like you grew up watching a lot of Thomas the Tank Engine.
Oh, yeah. A lot of Thomas the Train.
Aw. That's so sweet. The Fox Broadcasting Company launched as the fourth U.S. television network this day in 1986. Nobody thought it was going to last. You know, everybody was set in their ways. There was ABC, NBC, and CBS. And that's all there ever was, and that's all that there ever would be. And then Fox showed up with, you know, some unusual shows you would normally see on network TV, like The Simpsons, things that were a little more edgy. Some would even say a little more raunchy. They got good ratings. Then they landed the National Football League games for the NFC.
Yeah.
And truly became a fourth network after that. It enabled them to spin off things like Fox News Channel, Fox Business Channel, and all the other things that have made TV just the wonderfully informative, educational, and good for democracy brand that we've come to expect from Fox.
It's a diverse TV guide.
Yes, put it that way. All right, on this day in 1976, the number one song was by Beethoven. Well, not specifically Beethoven, but Walter Murphy's take on Beethoven's Fifth. So the question becomes, if you could play this for Beethoven, is it the rolling in his grave thing? Like, what have they done to my song? Or would he be like, oh, yeah, I totally see why you did it that way in this day and age, meaning 1976.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Musicians,
composers
can be a little picky.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't like when you take their work and twist it in certain ways. Like I said, maybe others have a different view on it. Anyway, it was done by Walter Murphy and his Big Apple Band. And if Walter Murphy's name sounds familiar, he still does some TV and film composing work. For example, you see his name on the musical credits for Family Guy every week as well. Kurt Newman, the singer-songwriter and guitarist for the Bodines, is 64 years old today, born in Milwaukee. And then Steve from Blue's Clues is 52 years old today. So if you were big into Thomas the Tank Engine, Blue's Clues had to be something on the TV too.
No, I'm not sure I saw any Blue's Clues, actually, no.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, Steve was one of them there. So there you go. Steve from Blue's Clues is 52 years old today. Let's see. From the standpoint of the National Day calendar, what did you find on there for us?
Incredibly light day again on the National Day calendar. But you know what? I think we've got one of the best international days of all time. It's International Beer and Pizza Day.
International Beer and Pizza Day.
Yep.
Was this thought up at a bowling alley?
I mean, certainly.
Because those three things go together perfectly. But
I know.
Yeah. Beer and Pizza Day.
Yeah.
I like it. That works. It even when we bought our current house 30 years ago, and you know, we were in debt up to here, and you know, we had lawn furniture in there for like the first year because we couldn't afford furniture, but at least we had the house. And when we signed the closing papers at the bank, we had just enough cash on hand to stop at the corner gas station and get they had slices of pizza and a six pack of beer.
There you go.
So we sat on our back deck of our newly purchased home with beer and pizza and said, well, let's see where this goes from here. And it turned out all right. Little did I realize that it would be marked by International Beer and Pizza Day 30 years later.
There you go.
Not that I'm taking all the work for it. What else do we have on the calendar today?
Yeah, World Sight Day. Pat, as two people with glasses, I think we can appreciate this day.
Oh, so S-I-G-H-T, not
yes,
S-I-T-E.
Yes, that day. Yes.
Okay. I do believe sight is important there. Yes, so let's make mention of that. By the way, in a follow-up, we've talked about the various cuts to programs, educational programs, and things like that, including cuts to a program to help with the education of deaf-blind children in Wisconsin. And I just wanted to do a quick follow-up that 1 year's worth of funding has been restored. It's being sent to this particular program, you know, through like a third party, but at least the program won't be ending, at least right away. Something worth noting on this World Sight Day. Anything else on the calendar?
National Curious Events Day.
Tell me more.
Curious Events, I believe it was defined as like a Bigfoot sighting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. Well, yeah.
Have you had any curious events that are worth noting?
Well, I've seen some interesting things. I don't know if I'd call them curious events.
Okay. All right.
Have you seen Bigfoot?
from an entertainment news standpoint, or what other little non-hard news stories are you following?
LeBron James, I don't know if you saw this. He had the second decision.
The
second decision.
Like taking his talents to South Beach, that kind of decision?
Well, he teased it one day, and it kind of, people were going, oh, he might be retiring. Everyone else was like, oh, it's going to be an ad. And sure enough, it was an ad for Hennessy. A fan, though, thought that he was going to be retiring and bought two tickets to what would be his, what would have been his last game, and now he's suing LeBron for the price of those tickets.
So LeBron teases, "Oh, I've made this decision."
Yes,
which he didn't tell people was like a tease for a commercial. He just said, "I've made this decision." A fan thinks he's going to retire, buys tickets to the game, what would have been the last game of the season. Yeah. He of course doesn't retire, but because this guy got fooled, he's now suing LeBron for the tickets.
For $865.66.
I hope the judge not only rules in favor of LeBron James, but tells this guy he's got to pay court costs of $865.10. Because that's just
a little silly.
I know. All right. Still ahead this morning, of course, we will be talking to Congressman Mark Bocan. That's coming up at 7:35, where we will talk about the Trump shutdown here and whether Republicans are showing any signs of restoring some of the health care cuts that they've made earlier this year. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
There's an old joke from the old original Saturday Night Live with Chevy Chase anchoring Weekend Update. And often started it by saying, "This just in, Generalissimo Francisco Franco is still dead." In much that same vein, we are happy to report the news today that Dolly Parton is not dead. And by her own admission, she has given us proof of life, despite some people getting a scare the other day. Near as I can tell there, right, Parker?
Oh, yeah, we got her. And here she is telling us she ain't dead yet.
Well, today's October the 8th, and obviously I'm here doing some commercials for the Grand Ole Opry, which is why I'm dressed kind of like a country western girl. But before I got started, I wanted to say, I know lately everybody thinks that I am sicker than I am. Do I look sick to you? I'm working hard here. Anyway, I wanted to put everybody's mind at ease, those of you that seem to be real concerned, which I appreciate. And I appreciate your prayers because I'm a person of faith. I can always use the prayers for anything and everything. But I want you to know that I'm okay. I've got some problems, as I mentioned, back when my husband Carl was very sick. That was for a long time. And then when he passed, I didn't take care of myself. So I let a lot of things go that I should have been taking care of. So anyway, when I got around to it, the doctor said, we need to take care of this, we need to take care of that. Nothing major, but I did have to cancel some things so I could be closer to home, closer to Vanderbilt, you know, where I'm kind of having a few treatments here and there. But I wanted you to know that I'm not dying.
There you go. She's not dying.
I ain't dead yet, she said. They're at Vanderbilt. We were in Nashville last week, and our hotel was right there next door to the Vanderbilt campus.
All right.
Did not realize I could have seen Dolly while she was getting treated for whatever it is she was getting treated for. But yeah. Late last month, she postponed her first Las Vegas residency in 32 years, citing health challenges. She pushed those shows to September of next year, when she'll be 80 years old. And here's the thing. So she explains that, you know, she had some health stuff. She didn't take good care of herself after her husband passed away and all of that. And that's all fine and good. What she's not saying, the story involved here, is that sometimes the people who love you most can cause the most trouble. This really all got going because on Tuesday, her sister Frieda Parton put up a Facebook post that escalated concerns about Dolly's health. She wrote that she had, quote, been up all night praying for my sister Dolly. And well, I mean, if you see the sister of a celebrity saying, "I've been up all night praying for her health."
Yeah.
You're going to think something's
dead.
Yeah, exactly. And well, it turns out no. She sent a follow-up post, the sister did, saying, "I want to clear something up. I didn't mean to scare anyone or make it sound so serious when asking for prayers for Dolly. She's been a little under the weather, and I simply asked for prayers because I believe so strongly in the power of prayer." And while Dolly Parton is a very sweet person, I can imagine her getting on the phone with her sister and in a not so sweet voice saying, "Help me less here."
Do you know how many people have been asking me if I'm dead? Yeah. All because of you.
But she did end the video with a joke saying, "Did you see that AI picture of Reba McEntire and me? Oh, Lordy. I mean, they had Reba at my deathbed, and we both looked like we needed to be buried." So I'm glad that she's got her sense of humor about all this.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And Dolly is in better health now. So that is a very good thing. Rob telling us from Tigerton, "I truly believe in the power of prayer." He said, "Yesterday was a perfect day for being outside." Let's see. Well, what's the temperature like in Tigerton? He says, "Oh, good morning. It's clear and 31 degrees. We had 30 degrees at 5 a.m. as the low. I had to turn on the furnace for the first time this season." He said, "I had 3 lawns to mow in the Wittenberg area for the last time in 2025. Yeah, that sounds about right. Says that he had taco soup at Rachel's Roadside near Wittenberg. It is very much a must stop when you're heading east going on Green Bay off of Highway 29 and exit 198. And again, he said yesterday was just a perfect day to be outside. And I love those parts of these fall days.
Yeah, you do get some really nice weather where you can kind of just do whatever you want. Just a little crisp in the air. It's very nice.
Yeah, looking forward to that very much. And I don't have the Green Bay forecast in front of me for Sunday, but hopefully this all holds and we've got some perfect weather to watch the Packers take on the Cincinnati Bengals. And again, if you missed it earlier, you might be out of the habit because the Packers had that bye week, and then they had that long space between a Thursday game and a game the, you know, like 12 days later on the Sunday. So you might need to be reminded that you can actually catch the Packers on several Civic Media stations, including in Richland Center and Park Falls and Racine and Wautoma, our newest Packers affiliate, WAUH. And again, it's a 3:25 kickoff, and so coverage of the pregame on Sunday will begin at 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. And I'm trying to figure out why Rob is also putting up Kevin Harlan's name up here on the thing. Maybe we mentioned something about the play-by-play. I don't know.
He'll be there too, though.
We did mention the anniversary of the Fox TV network, and Roger from Stevens Point puts up, "Did you know that the Fox network has been affiliated with 3 different channels in its first 10 years in the Green Bay area? First, it was on channel 32, then 26, and then it moved to 11, where it's been Fox 11 now for the past 30 years. Yeah, that came with the football contract. When Fox got football, a whole lot of TV stations switched their affiliation, and that caused a big shuffle in the Green Bay area. Between channels 11 and 26, I think 2 and 5 are also caught up in there. And that happened in a lot of markets where people did not know where they were going to find, you know, this network or that network. Things have kind of settled down since then. Well, for those of you who still watch any network TV.
Now you just Google it.
Yeah. Well, and hope that they're right, because the internet's never wrong about these things.
Exactly.
Right. All right. Congressman Mark Bocan will join us in the next hour of these mornings powered by Up North News on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pat Greitwell.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.